ready in 5, 4, 3, 2. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Listen up, mommies. I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia at the Vogue Theater, February 16th. I added a show in Seattle at the Neptune, February 17th. An early show for the parents out there, because why are you, no one's awake at 10 p.m. that's in my audience. Palace of Fine Arts, Manfriend Disco, February 18th. And then the Gramercy Theater, I added a show in Judork Titties, an early show as well for you civilized people. And then I go to the Ridgefield Playhouse the next day in Ridgefield. Come Netticunt, ChristinaPOnline.com for tickets. Also, if you haven't already, buy my lipstick. Yeah, ChristinaPOnline.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to our guest. I love him so much. Gareth Reynolds is here. Whoop, whoop. He has a new podcast called We're Here to Help with Jake Johnson. And he also has a podcast called The Dollop. And you know what I like about you most?
What?
Your mom's from England.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's little to do
have
with
you
me.
Know, look.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the king. The... I was there coronation week. I'm a huge fan.
You're a huge fan of the king?
Not of him,
okay.
But of the monarchy. I like the monarchy.
Yeah, okay.
What does
yeah.
your mom think about them?
It's a subject we don't talk about much because she loves them.
And you're not into them.
Well, I a lot of times will posit the question, what do they do? And that seems to spark a whole thing. I'll get comfortable. See, you're on a throne.
Fuck
of course you
here.
Don't like it. Leave
can
subject.
Can I tell you truly what I do think the function of monarchy is now, and now that we don't have that in the United States, there needs to be some cultural unifier. And especially when the queen was alive, she did a lovely job of unifying the heart of people. Like right now, it's like, who do we listen to? We don't even have a valid news source. It's
no.
just a bunch of little maniacs online. You know, like there's no Dan Rather anymore. There's no credible person.
No.
Like who can we turn to?
No, that is very true. I grew up like, and I did like it. There was something.
When you're a child.
When you're like a child, yeah. There's still something about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a magnet on my fridge. I have a bunch of shit like that. I'm like, how did this get here? But it's like still, like I have like a Prince Charles plate. But
I've got them all. I buy them from
you. My
the
mother
royal...
would be a great guest.
I can't.
You, my mother would, it wouldn't be funny.
You know what
but
I
you
like?
Would just be like, yeah.
She, you had this post, this video of her where the two of you were stealing, was
yeah.
it potatoes?
Potatoes. She refuses to call it, she calls it gleaning. And I would say like 30% of my mother's diet is just walking into a random field and just like take, like she just has like, she'll have like asparagus up her sleeve, like some sort of vegetable magician. And she just, she took me one day to go and steal potatoes.
Let's see it. We have a video. I
oh,
pulled
dear.
It because I wanted people
she really...
to see. And this is probably
As
why
some of you may or may not know, my mother and her sister often go and take produce from farms. And so today, I'm going on a steal with my mother.
You've been on it.
Well, this is the intro, so I was going to try to cheat it, but...
Oh, I see.
Now you've ruined that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, okay, fine. I already did it. But anyway, here's the footage.
This is great.
Wholesome.
So you guys, this is in England?
Yeah, this is the English countryside where she lives.
Potato gleaning with Pam.
Yeah, and see that she just, she's in her 70s, but she really throws her
wow.
back in. Yeah.
Cops, be cool.
In the 70s, she's in her 70s.
That's a nice one, nice size, yeah. Nice size.
We took.
Yep, we can't carry anymore.
And if you tell anyone, I have to take you out of the equation. I have to kill you.
Look at her. She's so annoyed with me. It's like, whatever. So you can turn it off now because we'll get pulled. 18th century England, gleaning was a legal right for cottagers or landless residents. That's really interesting.
And then it is illegal now.
And it, oh, it is now.
It is illegal.
So you were breaking the law with her.
With
mom.
Her. And she the whole time is like, no, it's fine. It's what you do. And I was like, this feels wrong. And then, yeah, the guy who edits my stuff, he was like, no, actually, it is not legal.
Oh,
I was like,
my gosh.
Yeah.
That's fun.
But that's, yeah, we took so many, like 15 pounds, like my shoulder was like separating. I was like, this was comedically fruitful, but I am in genuine pain here.
That's really fun. But don't you, like, I'm so happy. And what I liked about that clip is that that's so formative when you have a parent who doesn't give a rip.
Oh, yeah.
And it really informs you. I don't know. Did it inform you in a good or bad way?
I think when you're formed, you know, you're like, whatever got me here is good. But like, you know, sort of to, I was alluding before the show, like my parents got divorced. So I kind of was with my mother for like 4 years, just me and her.
Mm.
And so we really kind of formed the weirdest relationship where mm-hmm. it was like best friends, mother, son, sort of this weird version. But yeah, the fact that she's just kind of like a rascally weirdo has made me like who I am. And I
she's
like it.
Such
you know?
A rascally weirdo. So yeah. How old were you when your parents divorced?
I was like 13 or 14.
Oh, fuck.
Which was a great time for
you
me.
Think?
Yeah. I was like, oh, good. Cause now everything's the worst. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah. I think like, cause my parents divorced when I was about four. And I think like it's almost worse to have a life with your family and then lose it as a teenager. It's
totally.
So unfair.
No, I was always jealous of kids who were like, my parents got divorced when I was two. I was like, that's perfect.
Cause you never
You don't know.
Know.
Yeah. See, I knew. And they did the thing, too, when I was, like, seven, where they were like, we're separating.
Oh, I hate it.
And they did 7 years of that, where I was like, the fuck's going on?
7 years of a separation, and then finally...
Then the Band-Aid.
Ugh. Yeah. Why, do you know why they split? What was going on?
My father is... I mean, basically, they had a conversation about where they were at. Again, I'm getting two sides, so I've kind of, like, melded it. But there was a conversation and maybe some non-clarity in that. And my father had sort of started a new relationship
cool.
that
Very
we
good.
Didn't really know was going on. And so he tried to shield it. And then that got found out. And that just kind of blew up in this whole weird thing. And then so like he started a new family pretty quickly.
Holy shit,
we gleaned his yard
can
to
I tell you
shit.
Something?
We you're, stole everything.
You're going to be the biggest comedian ever. Like, you've got
well,
all the
makings.
Well,
it's got to happen soon. I mean, really, what is taking so fucking
I mean,
long?
The... God, it's like the DNA of a comic.
It is like I was lab... I'm like lab-generated meat. Like,
you'd no hope to become an accountant or a lawyer or anything remotely.
No, no. It was pure, like, how do I throw sadness in a sail and, like, get this thing moving? And then it was also like I'd crave the nuclear family, but
course.
I never got it. And then like when I finally went over to my dad's house to be like, all right, let's see what's going on. It was like pictures on the wall
Stop.
Of like the kids like, we're chimney sweeps.
Stop.
And I was like, this is all I wanted was chimney sweep pictures with my family.
Doesn't it? And I've read this before that divorce to a child is like a death.
Yeah.
And when the parent remarries and has a child with someone else, it's an ultimate betrayal.
I think even if I totally like, I think
yeah.
the way that it like played out was like, I don't in retrospect begrudge my father for really what he did. But at the time I had no other option than to be like, I'm blowing this all up.
Hell
and,
yeah, dude.
You know, and my mother and I like we like it sounds crazy because it is. But we like started smoking cigarettes in the house.
I love it.
Like when I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
Like we were just kind of like, fuck it.
Fuck
like
it.
Let's just no rules.
Yeah.
You know, we'd just be sitting there
well,
like.
You were in triage. You
yeah,
were going through a major
We'd watch
tragedy.
Our shows and just be like gritting it out. And just.
You watched your shows?
Yeah.
What were your shows?
We would watch like sitcoms. We would watch like old sitcoms. Oh my, don't even. How dare you.
Told you, I'm
Carnation
an Anglophile.
Street, you,
oh, Coronation Street. Come on.
I visited the set.
You did.
Not to set drop.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been there. I've seen the disgusting little British setup where you're like, that's it? Like, your setup?
Yeah.
80 times better than
sure,
Carnation
sure.
Street, which has been
on
for 90 years.
It's a garbage show.
It is trash.
So this is amazing. So 14, your father is a fucking ultimate betrayer. I can't imagine your mother is handling that well because that is just utterly gutting, as they say.
It was, and she
God.
Took it hard. We were like drinking and smoking and
you were.
Partying and, you know, so it was real weird. I remember when my mother asked me to bum a cigarette. And I remember when I remember when my mother and my aunt were like, do you have any weed? And I was like, I was like 16. I was like, this is absolutely. Yeah,
it's like Patsy and Adina.
Yeah, it really
like
was.
The normal, normal child, the daughter who was raising them.
Yes. Wow. Yes. So it was totally crazy. And like you're saying, it was like. So stop it.
So
I love
traumatic.
I love how you feel
suck.
This. No, really.
Because I feel it because I went, you know, we all, comedians have, you don't become a comedian because everything was hunky-dory growing up.
Sometimes you meet one and you're like, leave our industry.
Yeah.
Now. Get out. You had support? What do you talk about on stage? Where does it come
fuck
from?
Fuck off. Yeah. Okay, sorry. So your mother's sister comes into the picture too now? Is that what you said? So it's...
Well, she was visiting, and then there was just one time where they asked if they could smoke weed.
Amazing.
And I was like, yeah, and I got them way too high. I was so excited, and then they both, like, tripped, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
And it was, and they were, my mother...
Too high.
Too high. My mother, I walked into the living room. My mother was on the couch talking to herself.
I love it.
And she goes, I've never felt so awful. I was like, oh, God. She was like, will it end? I was like, it will. It was supposed to be a good time, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 18 years old rolls around. What do you do with yourself?
So I go to college. I go to Emerson in Boston.
Emerson!
I barely got it together to go.
You're smart.
No. It's
that's
kindergarten
like a,
college.
That's like a top tier.
For the arts. I was giving a report on weather my sophomore year, like tornadoes. And I was like, this shouldn't. Be what a nearly 20-year-old
yeah,
man
but
is
you're
doing.
You're smart. You're smart.
When it comes to tornadoes, I can really break them down. Christina, it's hot air and cold air kind of mix.
Oh, God.
And it just fucks the clouds up a bunch.
So you go to school, you go away to Boston. So where were they living in Milwaukee? Your mother and.
Mother and father, okay. Separate.
So you were like, fuck right off. I'm getting out. I'm going all the way to Boston.
Yep.
I'm going to start my own life.
Yep, I'd started doing improv in high school,
oh,
and
wow.
I found like
good
a scene
you.
In Milwaukee that was really like a great home. And then I went to Boston, and just right away, I went for theater, which has paid off great, like we were saying, really coming very
hey,
handy.
Philosophy degree, even more useful.
Yeah.
A couple of fucking losers.
Yeah.
Here.
When I was like doing Taco Bell auditions, I was like, "What's this guy's deal? Like, what are his roots?" They were like, "Hold the taquito." but I went there, and then I really found like sketch comedy. And that was where I really started getting into like comedy and writing things and performing a lot more. And like I said, the actual like classes were just a joke, but it really was. The scene was incredible.
Yeah, it's so nice when you find your tribe.
And I did. I right away was like, there's something here. This is what I want to do.
So when do we murder your dad?
Well, we love my dad.
Do we? Yeah, we do.
My dad, my father
him.
Is, but he's the sweetest. My father...
I don't like him.
I love him. And he is the sweetest. Their marriage was just horrible.
But then to start a whole new family,
well,
I feel like it's not cool.
It was... The timing wasn't great.
Yeah, could you not... And how many siblings did you have from that?
Three.
Get the fuck... So this fucking guy... So hold
on.
Sorry, I'm getting mad for you, Gareth, because you're not.
No.
He starts a new family, and then he makes three new kids, which he could have...
Done with beautiful
the first
ones
wife, like why not with your mom? You know what I mean? And I have to tell you, as a person now with kids,
yes,
the thought of doing that is inconceivable. I would rather fucking I'd die before I have some. Sorry, I'm very judgmental.
No,
I
wanted
Gareth,
to die.
I'm not a good person.
No, you're a great person.
Okay, so go ahead. And so you forgive
I get
him.
Your point. You kind of like they were both making wild. Like being around those two.
Like what? What are they doing that was so crazy?
There was
were they just, swingers? Was there polyamory?
We were all swingers back then. I was kid swinging. I was tire swinging, they call it. No, I was like, you know, there was just constant arguing. Like they should not have been together.
Sure.
My father ended up leaving and then he'd kind of come back and they would kind of be on again, off again. At one point he was living in a duplex with a set of identical twins above him. And I'd go there and it was like, opening, you know, like in the 80s when like the cop opens his fridge and he's like, baking soda and a Corona, that's it. Like that was like, I opened my dad's fridge and I was like, are you okay? Like,
and a can of condensed milk.
Yeah,
that was
like
milk.
Yeah, and he'd be like, what do you want? Some Tabasco or milk? And I'd be like, I should probably go to my real house. That'd be way better. And so they just were not right. And they kind of, probably for my sake, were trying to make it work forever. Yeah. And then I think they both were kind of like diverting off of
was
whatever.
Was he American?
No, English too.
Really?
Yeah, so he
I'm
split
so
his life.
I'm so disappointed.
He sounds South African now.
Yeah.
Because he split his life.
Why does he sound
because he's half, he's been in, half his life was in England and half his life was here. So you talk to him and he's just like, well, we're off to the Blood Diamond. And you're like, Dad, that makes no sense. But yeah, so like, it was definitely traumatic to see a new family.
Oh my God.
And to be living with my mother, who we were both just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you guys were doing your Grey Gardens. You were just like trying to fuck.
That is Greyrith. Yeah, that is truly what it was like. Yeah. It was just two
people.
Well,
I like to wear a skirt on a smart day like today.
We've got raccoons again, Mum. Well, shall we feed them some Cheez-Its? What you reckon? Yeah, it was literally like sad and weird. But
that's what happens when divorce. Like, I remember, I have very few memories, but, you know, my dad decided, like, we landed in California, basically, from Windsor, Canada, which was a dump, Ontario.
Yeah.
And my dad was, we landed and basically was like, I'm ready to party. Yeah. My mom was like, but what about the family we made? And he's like, later, fuckers.
Do you identify with that at all now? Do you? Not at all.
And in fact, it is more atrocious now.
Yeah.
Seeing the behavior then again, look, I had children when I was a fully formed adult.
Which matters.
Different.
Yes. My parents were like 19 when they were like
samesies. They got married.
Which is just crazy to be like, this is good for life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they did.
Think about that.
Insane. I'm still not ready.
How old are you now?
20.
Let's talk about you.
No, I'm 44. 25. Just turned 44.
What?
Yeah.
You look amazing.
Don't tell anyone because I'm still trying to be like, I'm an up and coming.
What are you
doing? I still want to make one of those vulture lists.
Dude, you look.
Where they're like up and coming.
You will. You
I
look
won't.
20, you do a, look 20 something.
Stop it.
Is it the cats?
It is cats.
Are you eating?
It's
are you drinking cat urine?
Because it's fur-based diet and it's very good. I fill myself with fur. Sometimes I barf it up in little weird hairy chunks. Looks like belly matzah.
I love you. You're
I
sweet.
Love you.
I want you to marry somebody. Do you want to get married? Or are you so averse to it because of what you saw?
That has not. Therapists have told me that I guess that caused trauma. I'm not sure what they're talking about. That's why I don't go back. No, it definitely, you know, when you see the worst example, you're like, yeah, it's probably not a good call. So I definitely am open to it, but I'm very like, I want to be 100,000% that this is good to go.
As you should. I mean, you were traumatized enough.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Did you? I mean, you must have felt for sure.
With Tom?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Not at all?
I don't know. See, this is the thing.
Did you not? But you kind of take a small leap where you go, very likely.
Very likely.
Yeah.
Because you, I don't know if you're ever 100% certain about anything in life other than like, I really want to buy this sweater.
Yeah.
Really.
Which is a good call.
It's a jumper.
It's great.
But thank you.
Lovely top.
Thank you, darling. But with people or the decision to have children, I don't know that you're ever.
See, that to me is insane.
It is insane.
I could not do that.
Gareth, because it's so. It is so traumatic to have kids when you've had a history of severe, weird stuff. Because then you're like, oh my God, like my son's going to turn 8, Ellis. And what happens is you go, what was happening to me at 8? Oh yeah, my dad was taking me to bars and nightclubs on school nights. I was dancing with sailors. He was sleeping with this chick and then that chick. And, you know, and you go through the Rolodex of trauma and you relive
it. It's a low bar, which is nice in a way, right? You're like, well, listen, I mean, I'm holding it, which is a really good start. He's never danced with a sailor, which I like. Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's bad.
It's so terrible. I mean, it's so hard to trust and to really be vulnerable with people because you're like, look, I still struggle with that. Believe it or not, even after being with Tom for 20 years, there are still moments where I'm like, oh, I'm still kind of holding back here, or like,
that's crazy.
Do I really open up? Are we really being open? And,
that's part. I think I need to be catered to, like anyone. But I have things where I need to be catered to in ways that are like weird.
Like what?
Like I think I can be very quick. Like if someone is like, I think I can be triggered by like, there was this guy and he did that. I could be like, oh, cool. Well,
murder.
Good luck with him.
Sames.
You know,
I
can do that real easy. I bet it is very difficult. I mean, with two traveling.
No. Can I tell you why we work on? And I now, after years of therapy, okay, like we're both avoidant as shit or anxious, avoidant anxious. And I can say inappropriate things to him because he's a comedian. Like, for instance, if he's texting somebody just in bed, I'll be like, yeah. Who the fuck are you texting?
Yeah.
Is it a girl? Like, and I'm just crazy. I'm just kind of half joking.
Yeah. I'll do that. That's what I'll do. Gives you like the 1 foot in each side. Yeah. A joke's a joke.
I'm just kidding.
Now let me look at it.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Yes, and give me the fucking phone. It's a joke. I'm joshing. Who is he? I'm seriously, get out. I love you. Stop.
Ooh, get away. Come back.
You ever watched Who's Line? That's a lot of this. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
but
like that.
The good news is because he's a comic, we've literally had arguments where we can say anything and be like, you're a fucking piece of shit. Oh, yeah, I want to drown you in the river right now. I want to fucking tear your head off and shit down your neck, you fuck.
Great.
And then we're like,
I love you.
Yeah.
You start plugging your dates to each other. We added a second show at the Neptune Top.
Yeah. You know what's funny is we don't, that dynamic, because I think that's what people assume is we're just one-upping and like shucky-duckying.
Yeah.
It's so not that vibe.
Would
it's
be
the
though,
opposite.
Because you're both wildly successful. It would probably be
he's
different.
He's a lot more than me, but thank you. You're
well,
sweet.
I would.
He works. He gets to work a little harder, you know?
It's always like that.
Watch children. So what? No one's better.
We'll be right back.
Sorry,
we'll
wait.
Be right back.
Right. But, I think it would be hard if the man was not successful and the woman super successful.
Yes.
Sorry, I know that's not politically correct.
I will gladly co-sign that.
So you're a sensitive cat guy. You live in LA.
Yep.
I wanna find love for you.
Well, I mean, what his name is Jose. I like I like about a 10-pounder tuxedo purr. Loves a from a woman. So I'm a cat. I'm open to feeling. I don't know. I mean, I guess just sweet. Funny, but not like hilarious. Pretty funny.
You don't want her to be a comic because then you're competing.
No, not a comic.
No,
never. I have very few rules. That is a rule.
Well, because either you have to start together, like Tom and I were both open micers,
yes.
And then we grew up together.
I could.
You can't be here, and she's. That's not fair.
I don't even know if I could, like, because I have dated comedians, and I've been like, I was like, I think the thing was, I was like, I can only focus on my crazy little world career that's a nightmare. Like, I can't also be like, all right, let's fix yours. So that to me has always been like a thing.
So you're a girl that's a little self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Maybe she's got her own
independence,
her own potato gleaning business that she's doing.
Yeah. But she's open to gleaning with my mother. Big shoulders for satchels. She's got to have those satchel arms. You know what I mean? 10-pounder on each side.
Yeah, dog.
That potato.
I think you have to move to
potato
Texas.
Chest.
Because you'll find normal people here.
I'll tell you, after being here last night, I was like, this place is so good.
Are you going to move here?
I don't think I can, but
why?
Just because my podcasts are in LA and...
That sucks.
But it is... I was like, holy shit.
Have your homie move out here. Have Jake move out here.
Jake will not do that.
Come on.
Neither will Dave. I have two comedy husbands and neither will make the move. That's what I've done. I've married podcast people.
You could live here and then fly home to LA.
It is so good. You love it.
I love it.
The scene, I went to the Mothership last night for the first time and I was like, okay.
Can I tell you what I love most is there is a real sense of community here, especially in the comedy world.
Yeah.
I think in LA there's like the Comedy Store and even that used to be hostile. It's not so much anymore, but like there's no, I didn't feel a sense of community as I do here.
I feel that.
And this is a smaller
setup.
You can actually have a quality of life. Like LA, I sat in traffic every day for 3 hours and you're just like, that's normal. It's my
for
normal.
For like a 10-minute set. And you're like, cool.
Yeah. See you later.
And it didn't go great. All right. This worked out. I should probably call my parents and be like, why'd you kill my insides? Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely, I really last night was like, holy shit.
I think you should.
If it was from a pure stand-up perspective, I wouldn't a heartbeat.
It's so good.
So
and
good.
It's free because there's not a lot of the political correctness police out here.
Yeah.
You can say things. And I think the Austinites have a really good line, sense of what the line is.
Yeah.
You know, they're down, but they're not going to laugh if you're a hateful cunt, obviously, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool. Anyway, I just want you to find like a normal Texas girl because LA is full of actresses. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yep.
You're dealing with like actors.
No, that's another one I won't do. Oh. I've made the mistake where I'm like, that's a rule. But then I'm like, well, she seems normal.
Yeah. Never.
Never.
Why are they so weird?
I think the same reasons we're talking about. It's like I don't know what it is. It's something about like wanting to pretend to be other people.
Yeah.
That like kind of probably comes from some sort of escapism when you're younger.
Yeah.
Like that's what I went to, because when I went to theater school, like they were always like, Jesus Christ, this guy can cry real easy. And I was like, but crying's the easy part. fake sneezing's difficult, y'all. You know, they were like, what? Because it was just like you could tap into like,
yeah
that negativity. Yeah, and the sadness. Core so easily. Yeah. But so I think there's some, like a good actress is probably the scariest. There are some.
Well, I do like the Sopranos kids who have their show here.
Yeah, great not today, show. Pal. Yeah.
They're both so down to earth. But Rob and Jamie always tell me it's because they didn't know how popular they were, because they were in New Jersey. They weren't in L.A. They weren't.
And they went into one thing.
Yeah.
They didn't have to go through that like horrendous, like the rejection level.
Oh, my God.
Like we were saying, is like.
Well, and here's what's insidious about acting, because I did try initially when I came back to L.A. after college, was like the idea of you being chosen by a casting person is so fucking evil and gutting.
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, they've already know that they're doing it for legal reasons. They know who they're casting.
There's a guy. They've already picked him, and they're like, bring in Gareth.
Yeah.
He's a loser. He'll show up. He'll have highlighted scripts.
Right.
Yeah. He'll try. He'll walk 2 miles and be like, no, it's fine. Yeah. Then there's a lot of us.
Well, especially in the sitcom world, little, you know, secret industry intel here is like you start acting as a 2 or 3 year old usually in this business, and then they already know there's only like 10 actors that they put into everything.
Yep.
And you might get like the line.
Yeah.
The pizza guy. Yeah. Hey, everybody, pizza's here. And then that's your thing.
Yeah. Are we doing 2 takes or what's going on? Just the one? That's interesting.
I know.
I don't even think I was in the shot. All right. Cool.
I mean, the industry, like you have to start at like an infant to get in.
Well, I also like, rough. It was so like when you were doing like commercials was how you kind of sustained yourself, and you would go to like,
God.
Like the way that they treat you as it, like,
it's the worst.
It's real bad. And then you'd book it. I remember one time I booked one and they were like, he looks chubby, but not as chubby. And I was like, I'm a human with feelings under these love handles. You know, like they just really would make you feel so shitty. But that was why I like moved away from that.
Right.
And just was like, I'm going to just start doing stand-up.
Well, stand-up, the rejection is so immediate by the audience.
And based
and
on... Yeah, it's pure. It like, you don't dilute yourself with stand-up. You're like, oh, that sucked. They all decided it sucked.
Yes.
Or you're like, oh, I'm winning. They all decided it's funny.
Yes.
And I think that is so much better than having some random person, like we're saying, just be like, nah.
Nah.
Not you.
Nah.
Move.
And also, too, I do love that stand-up transcends... You're what you can look like.
Yes.
You can be fat. You can
totally.
Be whatever color. You can be a woman. You can be whatever gay, trans, if you're funny.
Yep. Doesn't matter.
They don't. They're into you.
Yeah.
And the more defective you are, the more they like you. Whereas with acting.
I'm getting an arm taken off. That's why. Whole new hour.
Oh, my God. By the way, that's kind of going to be your
armed and dangerous, I'm calling it. You hear that?
Well, because I feel like trans is so out and the pronoun thing is out, but we haven't done the ableist comedy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it could be the first.
I'm dropping an arm.
Oh my God. And you could be like, oh, Netflix, you don't want my special? Is it because you're ableist?
How many one-arm specials have you released, Netflix? Let's talk about that. Armed and Dangerous.
I love
And then it's on there. It's horrible.
The Gareth Reynolds.
Yeah.
Story.
I start talking. I had an arm removed to get a Netflix special. People are like, very unrelatable. Not loving this man at all. Really struggled to get the mic out of the stand, too. It took him like 35 minutes. That was
what
half the special.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny. You just yell at them for not having a special thing for
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clapping at me? Oh, how rude. Good golly.
How dare you.
It's disgusting.
Have you seen this thing now on TikTok where fatzos are demanding that the airlines accommodate their fatness for free?
No.
Yeah. There's people that are like, we played on your mom's house. She's like, I'm a plus-sized traveler. They always have to talk like that, too. And
I did
Southwest
see this. Yes.
Now gives us 2 seats instead of 1 and allows me pre-boarding. And I'm like, how?
I know.
What?
It's crazy. It's like we...
It's so
I mean,
weird.
There's just no rules on the flights anymore, so it does make sense in a way.
Oh, people are garbage. They show up in their pajama bottoms and slippers.
You probably shouldn't see me fly. No,
is that how you fly?
I definitely fly in pajama pants. I definitely have decided I'm not going to meet my wife on the plane or near the airport. Yeah, no way. I'll even neck pillow around like I got like I'm like
I've
a hustling attorney.
I've done it.
Like with a neck brace. Like I'll do that. Yeah. I'm definitely like and then sometimes I'll see like a hot woman get on a plane. I'll be like, oh, I hope she didn't sit next to me because this is good. She'll be like, you have like tomato seeds on your shirt. Be like, how are you? I pee a lot. I get up a lot, but I still requested window. I mean, you seem very cool, though.
How mortifying is it to get up like the second or third time for your pee when you're sitting in the window?
You're dying.
Oh my God.
I'll sit there dying over, be like, I don't want this man I'll never see again to hate me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to think about
that. Like, I'll have piss coming down my leg. I'll be like, as long as he's happy, my trauma is his happiness. Yeah. Again, back to father.
People don't care. Like, they'll just get up again. They're like, oh, great. Another chance for me to get up. Yeah. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Or then you, if your window, you wait for the middle, and the middle one, you're like, well, she's up. I'll probably. We'll just make it a train if that's cool.
Yeah.
But then she gets back before you. I'm like, oh, now I got to get them both up. You guys knew this was coming. There was an empty seat. Don't act so put out.
Oh, my God. I saw a woman get up as the plane was landing, like an older woman.
I love it.
Get into the toilet stall, the bathroom stall, and then stay there until we landed and taxied. I'm like, you took your shit at the very end of a flight?
And stayed.
How bold. I'd be so embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
I'd hold
she
it.
She must have really been like...
She was in pain.
Yes.
This has to come out of me.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yeah. No, I love it. I hate flying, but I also love the insanity of watching people at their worst. So I do not dress for the occasion. I think of how can I get through security fastest.
Samesies.
Yeah. And
I only carry on. I mean, I should actually do a TikTok of like comedian hot tips.
You should.
Of just, this is how you should travel. Don't fuck around. Here's what we do.
Well, and like the status I feel as a TSA pre-checker where I'm like.
I feel like everyone's got that now.
I know.
Even the clear. I mean, that one, like,
I'm not
going to
give up my retina, but they definitely feel like they're better than me.
They do.
Oh, yeah. Because they're like, excuse me, clear's coming through. And you're like, I used to be that. We used to be the clear people.
Just spend the $100. You deserve it.
I don't want to give them my retina.
I know.
It's coming, but I don't want to give them my retina.
I know.
I'm dragging and screaming, giving my eyeball.
I feel like an idiot every time they're like, we're taking pictures of your eyes.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
I know.
Just so I can get faster.
I know. But the downside is that we got Christine's eyeball.
Yeah.
Move.
They already do, though.
I know. That's the other thing.
This fucking thing is looking at you.
I don't do the face ID one, though. I won't do it. I'm very like, again, it's really stupid.
That's why he's single.
It's really.
Cat guys.
I'm like, don't look me in the eyes, sweetheart. I know who you work for. Yeah, no.
You know what I realize, though, is sometimes when I'm flying and I see all the sad men, because it's mostly sad men that fly alone.
We're people, too. You see us with our cat fur on? Hello. I pee a lot. Sorry if I smell like litter poop.
But I always, sometimes if I'm in the mood, I'll just talk to a man.
Will you?
On the plane, and they're just so grateful that any.
But
woman,
I bet you they don't notice your wedding ring for a little bit, and then
I don't care. I mean, tell them.
But that's why they're like, oh, you do, if you bring it up early,
yeah. But just to, and you see how sad they are, and their wives hate them, and they're bald and fat and old, and they've been traveling, and this guy's a million miles, and it's depressing shit if you are. You don't want to be that guy.
No.
And you're just like, and I was like, God, if I were a single woman.
Hi, Tina. Can I get another bloody?
Yeah.
Like
at
that
6 a.m.
Yeah.
But if I were single and I was looking for my second husband, buy a ticket in first class.
Yeah.
And just talk to those sad fucks.
Yeah.
I would do it.
I'd fall for it. Yeah. If a woman was like nice to me the way I looked flying, I'd be like, I love you.
I love you.
I love you so much. Are you TSA pre? Like clear. Oh, we're like Montagues and Capulets, but this can work. We can figure it out, babe. Yeah.
See, that was so smart. I think only Chad laughed at that one.
Like, that's all right.
He knows the reference. Smart Chad knows.
Yeah.
He's a cat guy, too. How many cats do you have, Chad?
Just the one. But she's the best.
You guys all have one cat, right? All three of you?
No, I don't have a cat.
Oh, that's right. You used to have a cat.
A lot of attitude.
That was in the past. But Josh has a kitten. How's the kitten?
Not a kitten anymore. Aww. Grew up. But yeah, she's good.
This man got three cats.
Well, my girlfriend had two cats, so now we technically have three. It's a lot.
Yeah,
too many.
Three. Yeah.
You're deep in it, bro.
Yeah.
You're a real cat guy.
I know.
Who's cleaning the litter box?
Not me.
Wow. That's like, you can tell if you were a parent, you wouldn't change the diaper by that behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, men don't do a fucking thing.
I clean.
Sorry.
Every day
you
clean.
You might, because you had a bad dad. But
every time I clean the litter, I'm like, thanks, Dad. It was worth it.
Thanks for making me. A conscientious adult.
Yeah.
Anyway, Gareth, I love you. Thank you for coming to Austin.
Thank
I'm glad
you
had fun here. I do hope you move here. I think we could use your whole vibe, your energy. We need single cat guys. Cat guys are, by the way, I think the nicest. They're not going to rip you. I don't think Cosby had cats. I don't think Did D'Elia have... D'Elia doesn't have cats. They never have cats.
They certainly didn't pet
him. Haven't confirmed yet.
He would only have kittens. Turned out. And they had to get tattoos on their little necks. Is what
he
I read.
He shapes them down and gives them cats.
Yeah.
God, the
and
tattoo.
Then they were cats, and he'd throw them out. Get out of here.
God damn.
Yeah.
No, I don't think any other have cats. So
I feel comfortable with that generalization.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's good to be among the non-cat papas. We're a great group. So
non-cat papas. Yep. Oh, that's cool. That's another special.
It's my Twitter handle. You can follow me at cat papas.
Well, thank you for coming, guys.
Thank you.
We're here to help with Jake Johnson and the Dollop. You can find Gareth Reynolds on Instagram. What's your Instagram, homie?
At Reynolds Gareth on everything. And my website's GarethReynolds.com. I'm touring way too much.
Yeah, what are you doing? Where are you going to be? Let people know. It's the beginning
of
the year.
I'll be in North Carolina, Rutherford, New Jersey. And then in February and March, I'll be fucking everywhere. Actually, I'll be in Austin for a minute, too.
Hey,
April or something.
Come back in here when you're here. Please do.
Party.
I would love to. Yeah, we'll put you on some other shows. You should do the other guys, too. It'd be fun.
Party. All right.
I love you.
I love you. Thank you.
Okay, guys, subscribe to the show, blah, blah, blah. I like you. Until next time, stay cool, moms. Bye.
Where my mom's at? Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at? Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at?
Where my mom's at?